There you go. Little bit of Prince with Kiss. And Toddy, we played Cilla Black there a couple of tracks back. Anyone who has a heart, I'll play that one especially for you. Thanks for listening in. It's always great to have you. Okay, this we're going to play out this little short interview now that Fiona Murdoch did from the Gael Guides, about the Gael Guides and their role across the globe.
Nicola, in your address this morning, you described Irish Girl Guides as a driving force on the global stage. In what way is the organisation playing a significant role in global development?
In several different ways, I think. So whether that's the Irish Girl Guides being represented in some of our global leadership roles, whether that's individual units participating in some of our global programmes, I think the Irish Girl Guides is very present in many of the global dimensions of our work. One example of that would be a programme which is called Free Being Me. Free Being Me is focused on building body confidence in girls. There are hundreds of members of the Irish Girl Guides who have been trained as facilitators and are working with girls and young women to encourage them to be confident in who they are and to recognise that values and the way in which you interact with others, the skills that you bring, are far more important than the way that you look.
The guiding movement is over 100 years old and society has changed a great deal in that time. Do you think guiding is as relevant today as when it was first started?
I absolutely do. And I guess one of the ways that we challenge ourselves all of the time to know that that's the case is to constantly ask girls and young women what they think. We have done some big global surveys asking girls and young women what they believe to be the most important things that the girl guiding movement globally should be focusing on. And the two big issues that they highlighted to us were body confidence in girls and young women and the negative impact that that has on individuals' lives. So we run a global research project where we ask our girls and young women what issues are important to them and where they believe that the girl guiding movement should be involved. Two of the priority areas that they've asked us to look at are the issue of the lack of body confidence in girls and young women and the impact that that has on their lives, but also the issue of violence against girls and young women. And so we've developed two global programmes, Free Being Me and Voices Against Violence, to directly respond to what girls have asked us for.
And what does guiding offer girls and young women today?
I think guiding offers confidence in girls and young women. Guiding is one route through which girls and young women get the opportunity to try new things, to challenge themselves, to stretch themselves slightly out of their comfort zones, but in an environment that's safe, that's girl-only, that has the opportunity for intergenerational working between the leader and the girls and young women. I think they're encouraged to think about things differently. So, for example, the global dimension is something that is encouraged in the programme. I think it's a wonderful opportunity for girls and young women to develop life skills.
Thanks very much, Nicola. And if anybody wants to find out more about guiding in Ireland, they can look at irishgirlguides.ie.